spoke a few minutes ago, UIC graduated about 7,537 students. We had 29,000 guests on this campus within 2.5 days. It was just unbelievable. And not last but least, we hosted the Nobel World Summit, Nobel Peace Laureate Summit here on the campus. The venue was the UIC Forum. This took place April the 23rd and 24th. The theme was Speak Up, Speak Out for Freedom and Rights. It focused on peace, human rights, and youth involvement. And I must admit, it was wonderful seeing busloads of Chicago public schools coming to the forum to hear about peace and social justice and being a part of that conversation. It was remarkable. And I have a little video. Do we have? Sound.
The kids of today can ask questions of world leaders who shape the world that they're living in today.
World leaders should put their hands and their heads together and develop a vision. How do we win the war against poverty? How do we reduce that percentage of people living beneath the breadline?
Speak independently, but their voices combine and make a powerful weapon that can change a government and bring about revolution.
I thank you for coming to UIC, and I am delighted to host this wonderful conversation about peace and social justice for all, and each one of us can truly make a difference.
This 21st century should be central time. So just through education, not through few speeches or few kind of papers.
Who among us is willing to speak truth to power?
This summit in Chicago and the great expansion of Speak Truth to Power is a tribute to the belief that the Nobel laureates and the RFK Center have in young people, in students. Now often, pundits and others will say, what do students know? What do young people know?
Each and every one of us has power. Perhaps not the power of a president, but we have individual power as a human being to decide the choices that we are going to make every single day in our life and in our lives overall.
So we're very grateful to Kerry Kennedy and the Robert F. Kennedy Center for Justice and Human Rights for bringing such an outstanding experience to the campus and to the broader community. We thank you.
Thank you, Paul.
And just a few events that are forthcoming. UIF Day at UIC is September 7th. The 30th anniversary of UIC. This is the 30th anniversary, meaning the merger of the East and West campuses occurred, I think it was September 1, 30 years ago. I'm delighted to report to you that Emeriti Presidents Eikenberry and Stuckels, as well as Emeritus Chancellor Langenberg. Have I got that right? Mm-hmm. Is that right, Langenberg?
Yeah.
Okay. I have a friend by the name of Langendorf, so I get them confused. But nonetheless, they have all agreed to come back and to participate in a reflection about the past and the present and the opportunities of this campus. And then the Urban Forum is scheduled for December 6th. As I said to you before, the Governor Quinn, the mayor, as well as the president of the county board are co-hosting that event. And we have advice coming from the Brookings Institution about the content of that forum. And then we just learned that UIC will be the site for a national conference of all urban serving universities. It'll take place the summer of 2013. Thank you.
I think we're going to go into the four traditional committee reports. We're going to start with budget and finance, and if it's all right, we'll turn the floor over to Trustee Ed McMillan.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The Audit, Budget, Facilities, Finance Committee met on May 21st. There was a quorum present, including Trustees McMillan, Montgomery, Oliver, Strobel, and Trustee